Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are in episode 65 of season 2. Last time we talked on meal planning, we're going to do a little bit more into that just because meal planning is huge. We touched on diets. I touched on a little bit, very briefly, intermittent fasting. I found that I don't chase things as much when I do this. I did not say that in the last one. So this podcast pairs very well. If you haven't listened to that one, go back to that one. So intermittent fasting has helped me not chase food. And that's where it really helped me out in the long term. I know keto, as I touched on last time, the yield of higher calories per gram for fat is why that diet has worked for many people. Now, making sure that you figure out exactly what works for you. I'm not pushing either of these, but figure out what planning, all of those things, so that you can get ahead on your week and you're not chasing. Meal planning is one of the most important things you can do, and finding out what things your body is going to get the most out of. If you're always chasing on a week, you will not see the same results, and then you'll wonder why you're failing. We don't want to do that. We want to be striving and looking for all the successes in our lives and be cheering ourselves on as well as friends. So intermittent fasting I like because I don't chase. I also am not eating. It's not a routine of I have to chase food first thing in the morning. I then control my food throughout the day. However, the one lacking thing is I don't eat enough fruit, so that's where I've been pushing more carbohydrates into my body because it's easy to hit your protein numbers every single day, but carbs and fat I found on it, unless you're really meal planning, which is what this whole push is I'm chasing all week. So it's one of those things that on the weekends or wherever you want to start meal planning, making sure, especially if you're fasting or keto or whatever your diet is, understanding your macro count. So how many carbs, how many proteins, how many fats. Carbs is 4 grams, or a 1 gram for 4 calories, sorry. And then protein is 1 gram, 4 calories. Fat is 1 gram is 5 or 9 calories. So you have 4 for carbs. So 1 gram is 4 calories for carbs. Protein, 1 gram is 4 calories. And then fats is 1 gram is 9 calories. Understanding how and how many macros and how many calories you need in a day to be efficient and for your goals is one of the most important things. I have found as well eating out, limiting it because of the things that you don't know that are in it. A lot of people fall into this routine. They're so busy, and then when they're busy, they're eating out and not eating properly. This can be one of the worst things for you as you fall behind, and then you're not as successful in your goals and everything. So it's one of those things that you have to make sure that you're planned, and if you aren't, make sure that you're still not falling to those things. And hey, at night then you have to make things when you get home. It's just one of those ways the world works, and it's one of the ways that as we start fighting through the adversities of eating and all of those things, we then realize that we need to make sure that we have an idea of what we want, so we're not at the end of the day falling to those temptations. That would be the number one success thing I have seen in fitness and working out, is it's not just working out, it's also pairing it with food. Food is one of those things that you do not want to be behind all week, and you don't want to be eating horribly so you don't have the energy. It'll affect your sleep, it'll affect your workouts, and it's just a never-ending cycle. So you want to make sure that you know exactly what you need and how you are going to plan and make time for it in your week, because if you don't do this, then you don't see the results, you quit training, it's a never-ending cycle of negative. So we want to focus on the positives. Getting those macros together, once you do that, that'll make a huge difference in your life. And then once you get your macro counts and understand where you want to get them from, so carbs, you want fruit, vegetables, proteins, natural, and you can get some powders as well. And then fats, making sure you're getting healthy fats and not like potato chips or something negative like that. That will make you have the most energy. It will have the best benefits for you going forward. And then as you do this, you will see more results in everyday life, your energy, your sleep, your workouts, everything. By meal planning ahead and understanding these ideas, you will get the most out of your fitness journey. By separating them and not doing it, just working out and eating bad, you will not. And then it's a lot of people drop off and fall off out of the plan. That is not what we want. We want something where you're successful and you stay with it. So that is my suggestion. Pair them, make it so that you're getting the most out of it. And in the long term, this will benefit you the most. If you're finding that over time it gets harder and harder and that you're needing freshened up things or change ups, That's where meal planning from a nutrition coach like myself can really help. You get new meal ideas, you try them out, you get that in, you get breakfast smoothies, you get other breakfasts, you get meals for lunch and dinner, and then you get snacks. This will help revitalize the healthy side of things so that you're not falling to those negative things. Now, the challenge we didn't give you one last time, but the challenge is, what are the foods that you crave that are not good? How are you going to replace these? So that's the question you have to ask yourself. What are you going to replace these with in the healthy sense? So if it's candy or chips, how are you going to replace the chips, the fat, with something healthy? And then if it's candy and stuff, how are you going to replace that with vegetables and fruits that are good? I understand that heavy fruit content is high in carbs as well, but understanding that converting that and doing it in the day rather than at night, as well as going healthy, will make a huge difference in your life so that you aren't going for the artificial sweeteners and sugars. Ask yourself, what are the bad things? How are you going to switch those around? And how are you going to make today the best day yet? That is how we switch our meal planning around, and that's how we get the most out of our nutrition. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.